Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed He, and we are 10 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Dalet Omid Beis Omarul. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema of Eliezer Yeshaya Ben Bracha, Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda, and Shloima Ben Chayaleh. So we're in the middle of a series of Dafin tucked away in the Lameds, Perka Shoichet of Maseches Chulin, Dafin that deal with some of the more obscure halachas in Shas, the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. So just to recap and set the stage for what will Be'ezras Hashem be an intense exercise. And that is the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph discussed somebody that Shechts Chulin and no dam came out. And there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of how exactly we treat that behemoth. One of the halachas that the Mishnah said was, you're allowed to eat the meat with hands that are tameh, because in order for food to become tameh, it would have to first be mukhshar lekabel tumah. Ordinarily, when you shecht an animal, the meat by definition is mukhshar lekabel tumah because of the dam. But being that this shechita didn't involve any dam, it's not mukhshar lekabel tumah. Hence, if you want to eat it b'yadayim mesuvos, it's going to be okay. And the Gemara asked the Bambakash. The Gemara said that it's mavur from the Mishnah, four rayas, that we're dealing with basar chulin. If we're dealing with basar chulin, why is there even a conversation about eating basar chulin with yodayim esuavos? Stam yodayim we know are a sheni l'toma, and a sheni is not oisah chulin shlishi. And what emerged from the last two dafin is three tirutzim from the Amoiran to explain Pashup Shana the Mishnah. The first was Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. He said, we're dealing not with ordinary chulin, we're dealing with Maisa Sheni. According to the shitas that hold, Maisa Sheni is subject to Shlishi Lutama. So you're right, you have four rayas, we're not dealing with Kachem. We're not dealing with Kachem. But at the same time, we're dealing with a type of chulin that's subject to a Shlishi Lutama. The second teretz was Rav Papa, Hacha B'yadayim Tchiloy Saskinon. There is a Hecha Timtza in the world of Tumah V'Tahara, where the hands of a person can be a Rishon L'Tumah, Hacha B'mayaskinon, that Hecha Timtza, and in that situation, the hands would be able to be metama chulin because it wouldn't be making it a shlishi latoma, it'd be making it into a sheni latoma. And now finally, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshea, we're dealing, you're right, not with kachim, we're dealing with hands that are a sheni latoma. We're not even dealing with maisa sheni. What we're dealing with is chulin, but chulin shenaso al tairas hakodesh. And chulin shenaso al tairas hakodesh is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Midrabbanan, you have to treat it like kodesh. And being that kodesh, we know, is subject to a shlishi latoma and even a revi latoma. So it's for that reason that we have a mishnah that discusses yodayim mesuavos in the context of chulin. That's the easy part of the recap. The trickier part of the recap, which was the topic, really, of almost the entire daf yesterday, was after Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Hoshea made his oikimta, his third pshat in the mission that we're dealing with chulin shenasu atayras hakodesh, he added three words, three immortal words, udeleik Rabbi Yeshua. He said that this is the leik Rabbi Yeshua. What was he even referring to? He was referring to a Mishnah, a Mesechtes Tyrus Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Yeshua was discussing somebody who ate chulin that was a shlishi latoma. And Rabbi Yeshua said, chulin, shlishi latoma, there's no such thing. And he explained, b'chulin shenasu al tairis truma. And Rabbi Lozam, Rabbi Hoshea, understood from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua said that a hechetimtza of chulin shlishi would be chulin shenasu al tairis truma, it sounds like chulin shenasu al tairis truma in, but chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh loy. What would be the svara? It's because truma was much more mitsuya, in the words of Rashi, than was kodesh. So the only time Chazal said that your chumrah is going to become your reality is something that shchiach, which is in line with the way Chazal always made takanas. A milsa dole shchicha loy gazru bei rabbanan. So chulin shenasu al tairis truma, which was shchiach, which was mitsuya. So there Chazal said it's going to be a real thing. Hence this an inyan that if you treat your chulin al tairis truma, it's going to be subject to a shlishi latoma. Chulin shenasu atayr zakoidish was loy shchicha. It was not mitzuya. I mean, that was not mitzuya. Even if you keep your chulin atayr zakoidish, as much as it's counterintuitive, because you would think it'd be more chama than truma, there's really no such thing. But the bottom line is, if our mission is talking about chulin shenasu atayr zakoidish, it must be like Rabbi Shua, because in the world of Rabbi Shua, there's no such thing as chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh. Stating that, what emerged was that not all Amoraim agreed with this understanding of Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning, what Rabbi Yeshua said in that Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Masechtes Tayrus, Chulin Shenasu al tayrus hatrumah. Did he mean there's no such thing as Chulin Shenasu al tayrus hakodesh? Rabbi Lazam, Rabbi Hoshia thought so. What emerged from the Gemara was that the Chaver of Ula, who got a name, Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, the name of his great Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan, thought so, but Ula himself disagreed. Ula felt that when Rabbi Yeshua said that I have a hechatimtza of chulin shlishi, chulin shenasu atayrus trumei, he didn't mean lafuke chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh loy miboyakamar. He meant to say even chulin shenasu atayrus hatrumah, but it was understood that if chulin shenasu atayrus hatrumah is subject to shlishi, kal v'chomer chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh, because that's Tumah v'tayra 101, chayme b'kodesh b'trumah. So if there's an idea of chulin shenasu atayrus hatrumah being a shlishi, there's no question in the world the same would be true as it relates to kodesh as well. Which would mean that the third teretz of the Gemara of hacha b'mayaskinon b'chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh does not have to be the like Rabbi Yeshua. It could be afilu alibid Rabbi Yeshua. Now, when the Gemara presented this discussion of whether chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh shtims in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, does not shtim in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara presented the Mishnah where Rabbi Yeshua said the words that my shlishi bechulin is chulin shenasu al tayrus hatrumah. In fact, the Gemara brought the whole back and forth that Rabbi Yeshua had with his Baal Plukt in that Mishnah, who of course was Rabbi Eliezer, and it's kedai to go through a little bit of that, because that's very much going to lead us and segue us into today's daf. So again, the background to Rabbi Yeshua's cryptic statement of Bechulin Shenasu al Tayrus Trumah was a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the world of Tumah v'Tahira, specifically if somebody eats Tumah. Now, Me'ikar Adin, if a person eats Tumah, he will not become Tameh. And the reason is because Oichlin at best can be a Rishon L'Tumah, and a Rishon cannot be Metama Adam V'Kalim to make them into a Sheni. So if somebody would touch, eat, carry, schlep, it doesn't matter what you do to the Eichel, you would not become Tamei. Stating that, one of the Yud Ches Dvarim that the Gemara discusses in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos, one of the 18 takonis that the Gemara says, even Eliyahu and Noviu Beis Dinoi don't have the ability to be Mevatel, was that if somebody's going to go ahead and somebody's going to eat Tumah, he himself is going to become Tamei. The Shai was, what Madregas Atumah is he going to have? And that was the Machloikis Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rebbe Eliezer said that if somebody eats a Rishon L'Tumah, he becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. Eat a Sheni L'Tumah, you become a Sheni L'Tumah. Eat a Shlishi L'Tumah, you become a Shlishi L'Tumah. In other words, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you are what you eat. The basis for Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is, Rabbi Eliezer proved from the Nevela of an Oif Tahar that somebody that eats Tumah is more Tame than the Tumah itself. The Nevela of an Oif Tahar cannot be Metama. But if a person eats the Nevela of an Oif Tahar, then it's Metama, his Begadim HaBeis HaBliya. So the Heftz of the Tumah doesn't have the ability to be Metama, but the Oichel of the Heftz of the Tumah does have the ability to be Metama. Hence you see that the Oichel is more Chomer than the Meichel. So said Rabbi Eliezer, if that's the case, if when I eat Tumah, I'm more Chomer than the Tumah itself, so if the Tumah is a Rishon, now that I eat it, I'm going to be, at the very least, the same. I mean, I'd say maybe more, but at the very least, I'm going to be the same. So if I eat a Rishon, I'm going to be a Rishon. If I'm going to be a Sheni, I'm going to be a Sheni. If I'm going to be a Shlishi, I'll be a Shlishi. Let's explain this a little bit better. Ordinarily, when Tumah transmits, so it gets diluted a little bit. So if you touch Tumah, the Tumah is the Ava Tumah, you're only a Rishon. You touch the Rishon, you're a Sheni. You touch the Sheni, you're a Shlishi, and Azoy Vaiter. It's because the Tumah is being diluted as it's spreading. But when it comes to the Eichel-Meichel relationship, the Rabbi Eliezer said it's not the way it is. To the contrary, the Tumah remains intact, and if anything, it's more Chomer. Because the Eichel of the Tumah is more Chomer. Just to say it in one additional Nusach, I think it's Kedai. And that is that What makes something a rishon? What's the chashivas of a rishon? It's that if something touches it, it's now going to become a sheni. If an oichel needs to be more chomer than the meichel, well, if the meichel touches something, it's going to be a sheni. Then if the oichel, the person who ate the meichel, is going to touch that same thing, it also has to be a sheni. If you're going to tell me that when a person eats the tumah, that's a rishon, he now becomes a sheni, well, that means that when he touches something else, that's going to be a shlishi, which will mean that the meichel is more chomer than the person that ate it. Because when the meichel, which is a rishon, touches, it's making a sheni. But when the person who ate the rishon touches, he's making a shlishi. Because he became a sheni, he's making a shlishi, which would mean that the oichel is less chomer than the meichel. That can't be. Because if anything, it's just the opposite. Now, you would say maybe it should be more chamer. But at the very least, it can't be any less. So here's the point. If a person eats a rishon, says Rabbi Eliezer, there's no way that I'm going to be any less than a rishon. Because being that I'm be'etzim in a more chamer space now than the meichel itself, and if the meichel touches and makes a sheni, I can't be that if I touch, it's going to be less than a sheni. Which by definition means I'm a rishon. Because that is the taich of a rishon. The taich of a rishon is that if I touch, I make a sheni. But here's the point. The point is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you are what you eat. So if you eat a rishon, sheni, sheni, shlishi, shlishi. Rabbi Shua holds it way more nuanced. Rabbi Shua held that the oichel is not more chama than the meichel. You see it by the nevel of an oiftar. It's a chiddush. You can't learn anything from there. Okay, so how then do we view the relationship between the eater and the food itself? It's just the opposite. The chefts of the tumah is for sure more chama than the person that eats the tumah. And by the way, I have a raya. The raya is from the shiurim. Because meichel is metame b'kebeya, as opposed to oichel, you'd have to eat a chatzi pras, which Rashi says is two beitzim. So there's no question in the world, says Rabbi Shua, if anything, it's just the opposite. Okay, so if there's yudches dvarim, and Chazal is saying that if somebody eats tumah, even though really it shouldn't be this way, but this is the way it is, so you're going to be tameh, it should probably follow the rules of how tumah always spreads. And the way tumah spreads is, it's always a nuchay starga, you always go down one madrega. So what should halacha be? If eat a rishi, become a sheni become a shlishi become a rabbi, right? That's certainly what you would think. And when Rabbi Eliezer had it out with Rabbi Yeshua, in Rabbi Bar Bachana, Rabbi Yochanan's Messiah of what the back room conversation looked like, you would think that that's the way it should play itself out, told Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Yeshua, let's be honest, you said anything but that, right? What did Rabbi Yeshua say? If somebody eats a rishon, he becomes a sheni. Yafa, that's good, in the words of Rabbi Eliezer, because you're right, that follows your methodology. If somebody eats a sheni, he becomes a sheni. Come again. If somebody eats a shlishi, he becomes a sheni. It should be a rishon sheni, got it. Sheni should be a shlishi should be a revi. So the only thing that makes sense with your sheet is the first thing that you said. After that, you're all over the place, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eliezer was meshiv to Rabbi Yeshua. He said, I don't even understand your cheshbon. So what emerged from the Gemara? What emerged from the Gemara was, the reason, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if somebody eats a rishon, it becomes a sheni, is because that's the way it's supposed to be. The reason if you eat a sheni, you become a sheni, is because there's a concept that sometimes a sheni that touches chulin, that thing is actually going to be a sheni. When is that? It's when there's mashkin on the sheni. The way it works mechanically is because one of the yudches dvarim is tumas mashkin. Mashkin is so vulnerable, it doesn't have to be mukshal l'kabel tumah, the chazal l'masakin, that it should always become a rishon l'tumah. So if the oichel, that's a sheni, is going to touch the mashka on the oichel, it's going to make the mashka a rishon, which will make it a sheni. But once you find that a sheni is a sheni, so it's for that reason, if you eat a sheni, we're going to go to fasta, meruba to fasta, and we're going to make you the most tummy you can possibly be, and therefore you're going to be a sheni as well. Why don't you say the most tummy you can possibly be is a rishon, being that if a meichel of a sheni touches a mashka, makes a rishon, so maybe if I eat it, should be a rishon as well? No, mashkin's different. Everyone understands that the chumras you have in mashkin are not applicable to anything else. But the point is, as it relates to oichel, albeit derech the mashkin, you find that a sheni is a sheni, so if you eat it, you're also going to be a sheni is a sheni. Why isn't it that if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni? So that Rabbi Yeshua said, look carefully at what I said. What I said was that if somebody eats a shlishi, he's going to become a sheni l'kodesh. In fact, I mefurish said ve'ein sheni l'truma. I was so clear. Only a sheni l'koidesh, not a sheni l'chuma. Now, what's the lumdus? The lumdus is because there's a halacha, big day oichle chuma is medris l'koidesh, which means that if somebody is an oichle chuma and he eats his chuma b'tahayra, b'ktusha v'tahayra, b'ktisha v'tahayra, his begadim are assumed to be tahar, right? There's no question in the world. Stating that, if I'm an oichel kodesh and I touch your beged or I sit on your beged, it's a medrash. And as a result, I'm not going to be able to eat kodesh. It's a chumrah. It's mentioned in the Mishnah of Chaymer B'Kodesh, Mibetruma, in the third parak of Masechtes Chagig. It's one of those, the Rabbanon, the Gechumras Yeseris, that Chazal made when it comes to Kodesh. But here's the point. What emerges is that any Shmira that a person has for Truma is not considered a Shmira at all as it relates to Kodesh. Said Rabbi Yeshua, the reason I hold that if somebody would eat a Chulin, that's a Shlishi, the halacha is that he would become a Sheni, is because I'm only saying it sheni l'kodesh. And the reason is because what's this chulin that I'm talking about? This was the whole big deal, the huge rashi in the bottom, lamadal, lamadal. I'm talking about chulin shenasu al tairis hatruma. And being that I'm talking about chulin shenasu al tairis hatruma, so it was watched for truma, but it was never watched for kodesh. If it was never watched for kodesh, as far as kodesh is concerned, I don't even know what it is. I have to think the worst. What's the worst? It could be a rishon. What happens if a person goes and eats a rishon? It becomes a sheni. That's why you're ashamed. Now you're only ashamed of the Kodesh, because it's only Klapi Kodesh. What about Klapi Truma? What about Klapi Truma? They ain't Shani Litruma. With regards to that, you're not going to be a Shani. But here's the point. The point is that Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer that I only said Shani Lakodesh. It's because I'm talking about Chulin Shanasu Al Tairis Truma. And therefore, there was never a Shmir Klapi Kodesh. Big day. Eichle Truma is Medrash Lakodesh. Now, when Rabbi Yeshua responds to Rabbi Eliezer and he says, Bechulin Shanasu Al Tairis Truma, does he mean that's the only thing that exists? Or does he mean that's the oikimta that I'm making when I explain why there's an idea of a shlishi that's a sheni? But if we were talking about chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh, maybe that does exist. But the point is, over there the shlishi wouldn't be a sheni, because being that it's chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh, you'd probably be a revi. More on that in today's daf. But the bottom line is, that was, again, very much the avoid of yesterday's daf. The avoid of today's daf was to do a not such brief recap. The bottom line is, we got into the sugi because of someone that shechts chulin v'dayotze mehem dam. You could eat the baser with your dayim mesuah voice because it's not huchshel l'kabel tumah. We're dealing with chulin. We have four rayas for that. Your dayim is a sheni. A sheni anyways can't be oisa chulin shlishi. We have three terutzim. And the third teretz was, we're talking about chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh. Is that ki Rabbi Yeshua like Rabbi Yeshua? There's this cryptic line in Rabbi Yeshua's mechudish tege mahalach of the halachis of someone who eats tumah, where it would seem to suggest maybe he doesn't even hold as such a thing as chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh. In fact, that was the sheet of Rabbi Lazim, Rabbi Yeshua. It was the sheet of Rabbi Chanam, Rabbi Yochanan. Stating that, there were others that learned not that way. Ula, by the way, Ravasiyam, Rabbi Yochanan, at the very end of it, yesterday's daf, also held not that way. Treyam, Oiroi, Valibit, Rabbi Yochanan. But the bottom line is that this next part of the sugya, which is really today's daf, is going to focus more on the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So we're going to see a lot more about chulin shenasu al tairis hatruma, a lot more about chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh, and we're going to do a deeper dive into this machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Now I think it's kedai, just for the sake of some siyata deshmaya of clarity in today's daf, to create a tiny bit of a roadmap. And really, today's daf is not the easiest daf in Shas, I think we said that already, but it's kedai just to crystallize a little bit what we're about to do. And really, if you learn today's daf and then you go backwards, it's really made up of two halachas, two sugyas, both super duper obscure. The first is a memra that Ula said, and that discusses somebody that eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu al tairis hatruma. The second is a halacha that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta said, and that is regarding somebody that eats a shlishi shel chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh. There's going to be a little bit of a pilpul, two kashas on Ula's halacha that he's going to say regarding chulin shenasu al tairis hatruma, and then the Gemara is going to say, didn't Rabbi Yonasan already say it? And didn't even say it in the name of Rabbi? The Gemara is going to say he almost said it. Not mamish, the same thing. But the bottom line is, the first shmuz is going to be all in the world of a statement made by Ula regarding someone that eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu al tairis hatruma. The second is going to be a whole discussion regarding a statement that was made by Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta as it relates to chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh, again, where it was a shlishi l'tumah. So this is very, very nuanced, but that's the setup. Ubeizra Hashem Nasiv and Atzliach. Sok the Hilge Gemara. Omar Ula. Ula said, Oichel Shlishi Shal Chulin Shenasu Al Tairus Truma. If somebody eats a Shlishi of Chulin Shenasu Al Tairus Truma, every word matters. Like, for example, if you say Shrivi instead of Shlishi, or Sheni instead of Shlishi, you get a frask. Or if you say Tairus Truma, or Kodesh, I meant Truma. No, you didn't mean Truma. You have to say Truma. So again, Ha'oichel Shlishi Shal Chulin Shenasu Al Tairus Truma. If somebody eats a Shlishi of Chulin Shenasu Al Tairus Truma, Nifsel Guf Amilachel B'Truma. The halacha is that his Guf is now going to be Pasul. He will not be allowed to eat Truma. One thing is clear from the Gemara. Ula's going in Rabbi Yeshua's world. How do you know that? Well, you will see it from the Gemara, but besides, we know that because if it's Machlekes Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yeshua, how you deal with somebody that eats Tumah, it's Pashit, being the Rebbe Elazar Shamuti, we're going to paskin like Rebbe Yeshua. So this is all in the world of Rebbe Yeshua. And in that world, Ula said that if somebody eats a Shlishi of Chulin Shenasu Al Tairus Truma, Taloch is Nifsel Gufa Milacha B'Truma. His Guf is going to be Pasul, meaning he will not be able to eat Truma. Now, what did Rebbe Yeshua say about this? So Rebbe Yeshua did a lot of talking, but interestingly enough, this is the only thing he didn't explain clearly. He said if somebody eats a Rishon, he becomes a Sheni. If somebody eats a Sheni, he becomes a Sheni. If somebody eats a Shlishi, b'chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma, maybe also chulin shenasu al tairis ha-kodesh, but for sure b'chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma, he becomes a Sheni l'kodesh. I hear. But what about regarding truma? All he said was ve'ein Sheni l'truma. Enters Ula, and Ula says, you want to know what the halach is with regards to Truma? As it relates to Truma, he doesn't become a Sheni. That's not what it is. Kodesh, he becomes a Sheni. We know the Hezber already. But it's only with regards to Kodesh that he becomes a Sheni. He also, right now, is not going to become a quote-unquote Revi'i, to where his relationship to Truma will be negligible, but rather, in the words of Rashi, the way we view him is as a Shlishi, and therefore, if he wants to eat Truma, he will not be able to eat Truma. Let's explain this a drop better. Rabbi Yeshua holds that when a person eats Tuma, so his Tuma gets diluted, right? So, for example, if somebody eats a Rishon, he becomes a Sheni. What does it mean he becomes a Sheni? So we spoke this out in the Hakdama a little bit better. What it means that he becomes a Sheni is that if he touches something else, that other thing is now going to become a Shlishi. And Rabbi Yeshua was forced to say this because he learned from Shiurim that the Meichel is more Chomer than the Eichel. What Ula is being Mechadish is that this, that there has to be a Nechoiz Darga between the Eichel and the Meichel, that's only as it relates to Dine Maga. That's only as it relates to if I now go ahead and I touch something. So what I'm able to convey and transmit is going to be less than what the source of the Tumah was able to convey and transmit, which is the opposite of what Rabbi Eliezer holds. But as it relates to my relationship with this Tumah, and in terms of what I can or cannot eat, there doesn't have to be a Nechoiz Darga, Ula's being Mechadish, and there Ula's saying that if I go ahead and I eat a Shlishi of Chulin Shenasu Al Tairus HaTruma, I don't become a Revi, I actually become a Shlishi. And here's the halacha, a mensch that's a Shlishi L'Tumah. This is all make-believe, because a person can't be a Shlishi L'Tumah. How do you become a Shlishi L'Tumah? By coming in contact with a Sheni, and a Sheni can only be Eichel and a Mashka, Eichel and a Mashka can't be Metamen of them. But in this world of Yud Ches Devarim, where Eichlin could somehow be metama a person that's a Shlishi candy truma. Why is a person that a Shlishi candy truma? Because there's an idea that truma can become a Shlishi. So if the Gavra is a Shlishi, the Gavra can eat truma. That's a grashi. But for example, let's say a person that's a Revi would be able to eat truma because no such thing as truma be Revi, right? But here's the point. Zokt Ula, that if somebody eats Shlishi, Shal Chulin, Shenasu Al Tairus Truma, Nifsel Gufa Milacha B'Truma, he himself now becomes the Shlishi. We don't say Nechayz Darga. We only say that regarding Maga. But as it relates to Achila, we don't say Nechayz Darga. Therefore, the person himself now becomes a Shlishi. If you're a Shlishi, Shlishi and Truma can't coexist. Therefore, Nifsel Gufa Milacha B'Truma, you yourself are not going to be able to eat Truma. This is Ula's Allah. But the Gemara says, Maiko Mashmalon, I don't even know what Ula's Chiddush is. Tonina, isn't it Mefurish in the Mishnah? Which Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua's Mishnah, Perik Beis Mishnah Beis and Masechtes Tyrus. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Shlishi. If somebody would eat a shlishi, sheni l'kodesh, he becomes a sheni l'kodesh, ve'en sheni l'truma, and he's not a sheni l'truma. And he said mefurish b'chulin shenasu al tairis truma, that is talking about chulin shenasu al tairis truma. Now sheni hu d'loy hava, shlishi hava, what does it sound like? It sounds like this, that shlishi is oisa sheni b'chulin shenasu al tairis truma, that's only klapi kodesh. Abavas is negeya truma, it sounds like at the very least you're going to be a shlishi. And if you're a shlishi, it's pashi, you shouldn't be able to eat truma. Because a person that's a shlishi should not be able to eat truma. So what's ulubi mechash? Meaning, it came as news to us. But really, the Gemara is arguing that if you know how to learn the Mishnah properly, it should really be not mefurish, but it should be implied in the Mishnah. Because if the Mishnah says if somebody eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu al tairis truma, you become a sheni l'kodesh, but you don't become a sheni l'truma, so what does it sound like? Only a sheni you don't become, but it sounds like a shlishi. Yeah? But the Gemara says, come on, that's not right. Because imahi, had I only had that diak in Rabbi Yeshua, havamina, I would have thought loy sheni hava, v'loy shlishi hava. I would have thought you're not a sheni and you're not a shlishi. And you know why zok the Rashi's? Rashi's are like huge, every single one. It's because Rabbi Yeshua holds there's always an achiz darga when it comes to somebody that eats truma. So just like if I eat a rishon, I become a sheni. So if I eat a shlishi, if I don't have the cheshbon of big day truma is medris le'oich le'kodesh, well then I should become a revi. And being a revi is not a steer to truma. I should be able to eat truma. So based on the diak of the Mishnah, I would have thought lo sheni hava, because you don't have the shtickle Torah that you have klapi kodesh, but lo shlishi hava either. Because if you're not a sheni, then you're going to be a revi, right? Again, Rabbi Shua holds that really there should always be an achayis dargu whenever you eat. That's why Rishon's ois hasheni. Why is sheni not ois hasheni? A shtickel Torah. I mean, why is sheni not ois hashlishi? A shtickel Torah. That's why sheni is ois hasheni. Why is shlishi ois hasheni? It's only l'kodesh. A shtickel Torah ben benois a shtickel Torah. But if I don't have that shtickel Torah ben benois a shtickel Torah, shlishi should be ois revi. If I'm a revi, I'm not going to have a problem to eat truma, because there's no such thing as revi and truma. It's not a stira. There's no hisnagdus between revi and truma. And if that's the case, it should be okay. So it's that reason, I could have thought that maybe in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, if somebody would eat now the shlishi as it relates to truma, you wouldn't be a sheni and you wouldn't be a shlishi. Okay, well, if that's the case, so why did you only say that you're not a sheni? That was a little bit misleading. Because for I did dama sheni b'kodesh, being that as it relates to kodesh, you do become a sheni, so I'm a nami ain't sheni b'truma. So as it relates to truma, you wanted to say it the same way. Kamash malon, that's why Ula felt that he had to be mechadash. He felt that even though it's true, what he's saying is a beer in Rabbi Yeshua, but it's not mefurish, not my kamash malon tanina. It's anything but mefurish. You could have argued that you're not a sheni because you don't have the cheshbon of big day oichle truma a medris le kodesh, and at the same time, if I eat a shlishi, I'm a shlishi. That's Rabbi Eliezer. That's not my shita. You should become a revi. And if that's the case, I should not have any problem moving forward and eating truma. Kamash malon. That's dalocha. Isvei Rav Amnuna l'ula. So Rav Amnuna asked the kasha to Ula, and this kasha is from a mishnah, and this mishnah is Tyrus Perak Beis Mishnah Gemal. It's from the very, very next mishnah in Masechtes Tyrus. Now, just a little bit of a disclaimer before we start this mishnah, and that is, if you see there's long Rashi's and Tosfos over here, Rashi has two different pshatim, how to learn the punchline of the mishnah, punchline as it relates to today's daf. Tosfos has a whole third mahalach. We're going to learn with Rashi's second pshat, which, by the way, starts about 20 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Heyamad Aleph, if you want to see it in a Veinik. It starts with the words venerally. So really, everything that Rashi says from the first wide line of Lamed Dalet Amid Beis until venerally, about 20 lines from the top of Lamed Heyamad Aleph, is not going to be matim with what we're saying right now, because that's all Rashi's first pshat, and Rashi fires away with kashas on his first pshat, and Rashi says the pshat I like is the second. So we're going to go with the pshat that Rashi likes. Second disclaimer is not an easy pshat, meaning there's lecher in it. The problem is all the pshatim have holes in it. As a matter of fact, you open a mishnayis and you look at the mefarshim mishnayis, you're going to find even more pshatim. So there's a lot of pshatim in this cryptic mishnah. We'll see. The crypticness of it is going to jump off the page. But either way, Eisvei Rav Amnuna l'Ula. Rav Amnuna asked Ula the following question. Again, what's Rav Amnuna's, what's Ula's chiddush? His chiddush is that if somebody eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu al tairis truma, he becomes a shlishi. Shlishi zayis a shlishi. In the world of Rabbi Yeshua, even though that sounds a lot like Rabbi Eliezer to me, but afilu hachi, in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, he's going to be a shlishi. L'may nafkemina, nafkemina is you will not be able to eat truma. Faith Gemara, harishin shabachulin. The Mishnah says if you have a rishin shabachulin, so this is chulin, that's a rishin l'tuma, tame. The halacha is it's tame umetame. So the definitions over here are very nuanced. Tame means that it can make chulin into a sheni. Metame means it can make truma into a sheni, where the truma will be able to make another truma into a shlishi. Just in terms of definition, when you say something is tame, it means it has the ability to transmit the tuma and make that thing be exactly like this. When you say something is metame, it means it's teifeach amanas latfiach. What it means is it has the ability to make something tame, which will in turn have the ability to make something like itself in the same exact state of tuma. So a rishon of chulin is tame because it can make chulin into a sheni latuma. It's mitame klapi truma, because it can make truma into a sheni, which will have the ability to make its like truma into a shlishi. That sheni, what about chulin that's a sheni latuma paisa? So it's not tame. Why is it not tame? Because tame would mean it can make its like tame, it can't. Sheni is not oisa chulin into a shlishi. What it could do is it could be paisa. Paisa is more of a lashon where it's going after something else, like a foreign object. It can make truma puzzle. And what does the word puzzle mean as opposed to maybe metama? What's the nuance? The nuance is it can make it tummy, where it itself is going to be tummy, but it won't be able to convey any further. And those are really the next words of the Mishnah, vein metama. That's not something it has the ability to do. Vashlishi. What about chulin? That's a shlishi. That's interesting. But chulin, that's a shlishi. This is the cryptic words in the Mishnah. This is something you like to eat with a nizid adem. So let's just teach the words of nizid adema. Nizid is from the Lashon of nizid adushim, right? Of Parshas Toldos fame. Dema always means a taruvas. So the halach is, if you have a shlishi, you could eat the shlishi, meaning you have a shlishi of chulin, and it's mixed together with truma, this is something that's going to be okay. Okay, what shaychis? So what's Eisevei Rav Hamnun al Ula? What's wrong over here? So the Gemara says like this. If you're going to tell me, if you're going to tell me that the halach is that if somebody eats a shlishi of chulin shenaso al tairas ha-truma, the halach is you're not allowed to eat truma moving forward. So why isn't mutter to eat this shlishi that's together with nizid adema? So finalei midi the pasalei legufe, you're giving him something to eat right now that he's not allowed to eat. Why? Why? Maybe the shlishi shabachulin over here is good old-fashioned chulin. Who said that it's anything but good old-fashioned chulin? So the way Rashi explains it in his second shot is because being that this chulin had in it a taruvos of truma, so by definition, this chulin had to be nechal al tayrus ha-truma. Not mitzad the chulin shabbat. Forget the taruvos. We're not learning that part of Yeridei now. I was going to say we're not learning chulin, but we are. But forget about that part of chulin. But the fact that there's a taruvos of truma over here, so that forces me to look at the chulin and eat it al tayrus ha-truma. So I have now chulin that's tame, it's a shlishi, it's not nothing because it's nechal al tayrus ha-truma. Why is it nechal al tayrus ha-truma? Because there's something there. But here's the point, I'm allowed to eat it l'chatchila, right? Nechal, that's what the Mishnah says. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. Right, eat it, no problem. What do you mean? Why is it so posh that I should be allowed to eat it? What's the Gemara's kasha? So finalei midi de pasalei legufe? Would you feed a person something that's going to make his goof pasal? Meaning, being that Ula holds that if somebody eats shlishi of chulin shenas al tayrus truma, he's now tamei b'shlishi l'toma. L'may nafkimini can't eat truma, so there's no way we're going to tell a person, here's a fork, nama gupel and es. You're never going to give a person something like that. And Rashi says, you know why? Because there's an isidai raisa to make a person tamei. Whoa. Ad kidei kach. Yeah, that's Rashi. She says, that's one of the problems that Rashi does, that Tosfos has with Rashi. But the bottom line is, there's some Isser over here to do that. And if Ula holds that it's a person who eats a shlish, not a tyrus, a truma, he now is not going to be able to eat truma. We would never say nechal, because this chulin is not so a tyrus truma. Again, we're not talking about the truma that's tame. That would be a whole nother issue. We're talking about the chulin that's bedema, that's in the same mixture over here. But because it's together, so the same shmir I have for this, I have no choice but to have for that. And the bottom line is, still you tell me I can eat it. I mean, it's chulin shenas al-tayrus ha-truma because it's together with truma, so by definition it has to be nachal al-tayrus ha-truma because you're watching the truma, so you're for sure watching this too. So it's by definition nasu al-tayrus ha-truma, and you tell me I can eat it. It's not like Ula, because going to Ula you become puzzle, and you're not allowed to tell a person to go do something that's going to make him puzzle. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. On Malay, either way, Ula answered Rav Hamnun. He told him, nachlin azid adema, delek exais b'achilas pras. What Ula told Rav Hamnun is, even though this is not our sugya now, but you have to reckon a little bit with the taruvus itself. And the case over there was even though there's nizid hadema, meaning you have a little bit of truma inside, but it's very little. In fact, it's less than kizayis patei achilas pras, which means that if you would eat a pras worth, you wouldn't end up eating a kizayis, which means that the amount of truma that's there is negligible, which means you don't have to worry about the truma, which means that the chulin doesn't have to be watched as if there was truma, which means it's not chulin shenas al tayris ha-truma, which is the reason you're allowed to eat it. And if this chulin was a bona fide chulin shenas al tayris ha-truma, you would have a problem. We wouldn't feed it to you, because ula holds you become pasul, and you would never give something to someone to eat that's going to make him pasul. But why are you assuming it's not saltaris hachuma? Because there was truma, it's like kizayis b'achilas pras, and if it's like kizayis b'achilas pras, in that instance, you don't have to worry about it either way. Amar Rav, Yoinus and Amar Rav. So again, what we do so far, Ula made a statement that if somebody eats a shlishi shachun shenas saltaris truma, nifsel gufi malachat b'truma, we had two kashas. The first one was, my kamash blun, it's so obvious. Didn't Rav Yeshua say it? The answer is no. He just said you don't become a sheni. He didn't say anything about becoming a shlishi. If anything, it's svar, you become a revi, which means you would be allowed to eat truma. The second one was a kasha from this cryptic statement of Ashlishi Nechel Nezid Adema, which is actually mentioned in the very next Mishnah over there, Masechtas Tirus, in the exact context of the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. We deflected that kasha as well. Says the Gemara, the third statement in the context of Ula's Memra. Om Rabbi Yenis and Amar Rabbi, Ha'ichel Shlishi Shel Truma Atzma. So if somebody eats a shlishi of truma, so you didn't eat a shlishi of chulin shenas al tayris ha-truma, that Ula said. If somebody eats a real bona fide shlishi, a shlishi shel truma atzma, also lechel, so the halacha is, this person right now is going to become a shlishi, which means he will be aser to eat truma moving forward. Mutaliga. However, if he wants to touch truma, that's something that he will be able to do. The reason is because essentially he becomes a shlishi. And being that he becomes a shlishi, so you can't eat, because a shlishi is a spirit to truma, but a shlishi is not oisa truma revi, and as a result, it won't be a problem. So what Rabbi Yonasan Amar Rebbe say? He said almost exactly what Ula said. With one nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Ula was talking about chulin shenaso al tayris atruma, and Rabbi Yonasan was talking about the real thing. But the Gemara says, v'itzterich to Ula, v'itzterich to Rabbi Yonasan. I need the halacha regarding chulin shenaso al tayris atruma, and I need it with regards to real truma. Damn it, Ula, had I only had Ula's halacha, I would have thought, hanimidu b'chulin shenaso al tayris truma. I would have thought this halacha is only true, b'chulin shenaso al tayris truma. Aval truma, but as it relates to the truma, b'negiya nami yaser. I would have thought it's asa b'negiya as well. Meaning, I could have thought that if somebody eats the real truma of a shlishi, could be he's not allowed to touch truma. Why would you have thought that? Frey Tosfos, what's the Havamina to say that? Right? Again, we're going in Rabbi Yeshua's world. Al Rishonim Anu Mitzdarim, that when you eat the Shlishi, you're a Shlishi. Because that really sounds like Rabbi Eliezer. What's the Havamina that Benegia, you'd be able to even make a Revi, but Truma is no such thing. So Tosfos says, it's not Me'ikir Adin. We don't mean Me'ikir Adin, you'd make it a Revi. But once we say that if you eat it, there's a problem, I would have thought that maybe Chazal would say the Osir Liga, the Gazrinon Shalayav Lachal. Top Toys on Laman Hamadal. Avada, it's not a real Havamina, because in the Cheshbin of how the Tum is being transmitted, it really is something that doesn't make sense. But either way, I could have thought, had I only had Ula's Halacha, that Dafka Chulin Shanas Al Tairis Truma is a Mutab in a Giyah. But by the way, if somebody would eat the real Truma, maybe in a Giyah would be also, it's Rabbi Yonasan, to teach me which part, the Umutar Liga part. Rabbi Yonasan, I only had Rabbi Yonasan, I mean, I would have thought Hanamilu Truma. I would have thought it's only Negea Truma. Ava Chulin, Bachilin, Amishari. I would have thought Chulin Shanas Al Tairis Truma. Maybe you don't have this Chumra, meaning as much as Chulin Shanas Al Truma, we treat like truma, but does that mean for every last sif cotton in Shulchan Aruch? Maybe not. It's for that reason I needed both halachas, and this concludes part one of today's daf. So what's part one of today's daf? The recap will be much easier than the precap, and much easier than the daf itself. It's actually not so impossibly not straightforward. It traces itself back to Rabbi Yeshua's halacha in the Mishnah, Masechtas Tirus, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, where Rabbi Yeshua said that if somebody goes ahead and he eats tumah, depending on what level of tumah he ate, that's going to depend how tumah he's going to be. If he eats a rishi, he's going to become a sheni. Eat a sheni, he's going to become a sheni. Eat a shlishi, b'chulin shenaso al tayris ha-truma, you're going to become a sheni l'kodesh. What happens if I eat a shlishi, b'chulin shenaso al tayris ha-truma, as it relates to truma? Never said anything. He never said anything. Enter Ula. Ula said that you want to know what Allah is, you're going to become a shlishi. A shlishi with regards to achila, isra achila, but not with regards to maga. So basically, you're going to end up becoming a shlishi as it relates to you will not be able to go ahead and eat any truvma moving forward. The Gemara said, isn't that mefurish in the halacha of Rabbi Yeshua? Because Rabbi Yeshua said that when you eat the shlishi b'chun shenas al tayr satruma, you become a sheni l'kaidish. But you don't become a sheni l'truma. What does it sound like? It sounds like you just don't become a sheni l'truma, but a shlishi, yeah. You don't become a sheni, and you don't become a shlishi either. You're a revi, which is nothing as it relates to truma. So that's why Ula had to clarify. Don't I have a kasha from the next Mishnah, the very next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel over there in Perek Beis? Because the Mishnah over there talks about a shlishi that's nechal benezid adema. That shlishi, which is chulin, is nechal al tayres at truma because it's Bitaruva is together with Truman. It's Nechal. If by me eating this chulin, I will moving forward not be able to eat Truman, it shouldn't be Nechal. In the words of the Gemara, Safina le midi de pasale le gufe, which Rashi says, could be even in Nisa de Raisa, there's no way in the world we would allow you to do it. And the Gemara said, no, that's not a kasha because that chulin was not Nechal atayrus atruma. I was bitaruvas with Truma, it was delek exais to achilas pras, it wasn't a shear that you even had a rach into it. And the Gemara just said that this memory that Ula said regarding chulin shanas atayrus atruma, that if it's a shlishi and you eat it, you can't eat Truma moving forward. Rabbi Yehuda said, Amar Rebbe said it with regards to the real deal, and the Gemara made it tzricha, so why you need both? Either way, now shift our attention from someone who ate a shlishi shal chulin shenasar al tayres atruma to someone that's going to eat a shlishi shal chulin that was nasar al tayres hakodesh. Zok the Gemara. Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta kameder Rav Nachman. It's Rabbi Yitzchok, the son of Shmuel, the son of Marta, who is sitting in the presence of Rav Nachman. Yosef v'kamar, and he said the following halacha. Oich shlishi shal chulin shenasa l'atayrus hakoidesh. If somebody eats a shlishi of chulin that was nasa l'atayrus hakoidesh, tahar lecha b'koidesh. The halacha is, he's allowed to eat koidesh. She ein locha davar, she oise revi b'koidesh, el koidesh mekodesh b'vat. Because the only thing that can make a revi b'koidesh is koidesh mekodesh. And being that you just ate shlishi, not of kodesh mekodesh, but of chulin shenaso al tayres hakodesh. That's not the real thing. That's the fake. That's not kodesh mekodesh. And therefore, the halacha is that if you want to eat kodesh, you'll be allowed to eat kodesh. All right, we have to unravel this. This is going to be fun. But before we even do that, just notice the contrast between what Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta is saying versus what Ula is saying. It's mamish 180 degrees almost. What Ula said was that if somebody eats a shlishi of chulin shenaso al tayres atruma, which is for sure the kal, nifsol gufay milechal betruma. Rabbi Yizhar bar Shmuel bar Marta says, no way. As a matter of fact, if you eat a shlishi of chulin shenaso al tayres hakodesh, which if you believe exists is more chomer than chulin shenaso al tayres atruma, even then the halacha is going to be that if you want to eat kodesh, you will be allowed to eat kodesh. And he gave a major explanation for it. He said that the reason is she'en l'chadava she'oisi revi ba'kodesh elo kodesh mekodesh levat. What does that even mean? So Rashi says kodesh mekodesh means hektish, but not just hektish. Hektish that's already neskadish bekdushas aguf. Rashi gives some real kachem examples. Could go in basa karbin, chalas atoida, she'nizbach hazevach aleim, minochi she'kitchum beklis. Rashi going backwards. But the bottom line is, Rashi gives some festa kachem examples of what it even means kodesh mekodesh. Okay. So there's a few observations right out of the gate that we have to make as it relates to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta kamed Rav Nachman, and this is now going to force us to very much go back to yesterday's daf. Parts of yesterday's daf we haven't even gone back to yet. Number one, clearly Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta is of the opinion that there's something called chulin shenaso al tayres hakodesh. You're going to tell me, of course, everyone knows chulin dapeis, chulin shenaso al tayres hakodesh. No, not everybody knows. That was a huge discussion. Rabbi Lozam, Rabbi Yishia, and Rabbi Rachanam, Rabbi Yochanan learned that in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, shalacha kemoisa, there's no such thing as chulin shenaso al tayres hakodesh. It was dafka ula and ravasni yom Rabbi Yochanan that there is. But the bottom line is, clearly Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, kamed Rav Nachman is of the opinion there's something called chulin shenaso al tayres hakodesh, because otherwise it can never become a shlishi l'tumah, and if it couldn't become a shlishi l'tumah, we're not having this conversation. Klar. The second thing that's very klar, albeit shocking, is that I think if you ask the man on the street, give me the basic shalshelas of how tum is transmitted. So he would say that on avatum could be metama adam kelim oichlam mashlim to make it into a rishon. A rishon could be metama even chulin to make it into a sheni. A sheni could only be metama trumer kachim to make it into a shlishi, and either trumer kachim could be metama kachim to make it into a revi. But for sure, one of the ways to become a revi would be coming in contact with truma. If Rab Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta said, "Ein lecha tova sha'oisir revi ba'kodesh el kodesh mekodesh bovad," and that rules out chulin shenas altaris hakodesh, I think for the same price, it's also going to rule out truma, which would mean that at first glance, if you understand this on a very superficial level, it sounds like in the world of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, there's no such thing as a shlishi of truma being oisa anything. There's no such thing as a making a revi but truma, because that doesn't exist, and there's no such thing as a making a kodesh, because truma is not kodesh mekodesh. It's not what Rashi describes as being basa karbin chalas toidesh and nishchat hazev chaleim umenach shkitch beklei. It's kodesh. Don't get me wrong. A zar that eats it is chay misa. But it's not kodesh mekodesh. That it's not. And the chur, you see from here, not that way. There's another thing you see from here, and that is that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta had a fundamental disagreement with Ula. What happens if somebody goes ahead and somebody eats kodesh in terms of how we're going to treat his guf, not in terms of what he'll be able to convey derech maga, but how we're going to treat his guf? What did Ula say? Ula said that if somebody eats shlishi shachun shenas al tairis truma, nifsol gufay milach b'truma, his guf becomes a shlishi. Fake Rashi. What do you mean? This is in Rabbi Yeshua's world. This is supposed to be in a chayz darga. You sound like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua is being chaylik with Rabbi Eliezer as it relates to his ability to convey tuma derech maga. There, Rabbi Eliezer holds that if the oichel of Rishon, meaning the meichel, makes sheni, then the eater also has to make sheni. Rabbi Yeshua says no, it's an achayz darga. But as it relates to isuri achila, that result of this achila, so that Rabbi Yeshua says you're going to be one and the same. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua, in the world of Ula, said that if somebody would eat chulin shenaso al tairis atruma of shlishi, you become a shlishi. If you became a revi, you'd be able to eat truma, you become a shlishi. What Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta made Rabbi Nachman say? That if somebody eats a shlishi shechulin shenaso al tairis haKodesh, you're allowed to eat Kodesh. You know why? Because the only time you could become a revi is if it came through Kodesh Makodesh. Who's talking about a revi? Be a shlishi. I have to be a revi. I'm happy with a shlishi. By the way, I'm happy with a shlishi. I l'chatchila prefer a shlishi over a revi, right? Took three times. But the bottom line is that I'm happy being a shlishi. L'chatchila a shlishi, but that's another story. But l'chair, I could be a shlishi instead of a revi. And a shlishi, you could be, even if it's not derech kodesh mekodesh. This whole idea of having to come through kodesh mekodesh is dafka when we're dealing with a reveal of tumah, but shlishi not. So let me be a shlishi, and a shlishi, of course, is not allowed to eat kodesh. El, it's muchach, it's klar, it's muchach that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta disagrees with Ula's grace hanocha. Ula said that when Rabbi Yeshua said nechoyz darga from the eater klapi the food, that's only regarding maga, not regarding eating, and that's why if I eat chun shenas v'atayr sa truma shlishi, or like Rabbi Yonason said in the name of Rebbe, if I eat the real truma of shlishi, that loch is I can't eat falich vera shlishi. If Rabbi Yisrael Shulba Marta agreed with that, then if I eat chun shenas v'atayr sa kodesh, which in his world exists, then I would become a shlishi l'kodesh, and I would have a problem. I wouldn't be able to eat kodesh. From the fact that he's saying I'm a revi, there's no such thing as revi because it's not kodesh m'kodesh. So you see, he disagrees with Ula, and by the way, not with Ula, with Rabbi Yonason and my Rebbe, right? Clearly, because again, the machloikis, Ula Yonason by Rebbe, really was not machloikis, but the nuance was, are we dealing with the chulin shenas v'atayr sa truma or the real truma? But they're both making this hanocha, that if you eat shlishi, you become shlishi. Because if any one of them holds that if you eat shlishi, you become a revi, then there's no problem to eat truma moving forward, because there's no steer between truma. Good. He said it regarding eating the chulin shenas, so he said it with regards to the real deal. But the bottom line is, that's the third observation you see from Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, and that is that it's the loy ka'ula, and also really the loy Rabbi Yonason and my Rebbe. But there's a fourth observation. And that's going to force us to go back to a part of yesterday's daf that we glossed over, that we didn't even chazer over in the recap. And that is, if you remember, on the very top of Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rab Asi, Amar Rab Yoichanan, Amar Rab Yanai. Ha'oichel shlishi shal chulin, she'naso al tairus ha'kodesh, nasa gufoi sheni l'kodesh. If somebody goes ahead and he eats a shlishi of chulin, she'naso al tairus ha'kodesh, his guf becomes a sheni l'kodesh. Now we brought that memra because we just wanted to show from there what Rab Yoichanan holds with regards to whether or not there's something called the chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh in the world of Rabbi Yeshua to ask Esther, and the Gemara came out trei tanoi libid or trei amiroi libid Rabbi Yechon, which was the avoid of yesterday's time. But let's digest that statement. Ha'oichel shlishi shal chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh nase gufay sheni l'kodesh. What's pashpshan in that? Let's explain this a little bit better. It's gonna segue into the latter part of the stuff. Let's just a little better. Rabbi Yeshua said mefurish baktzena, that if somebody eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu al tairus hatruma, that lachzi becomes a sheni l'kodesh. We said, what's the hesber? How does that shtim in the world of Rabbi Yeshua? It mamish makes no sense. The reason is, it's because big day oichle truma is medrus l'kodesh. So if you now eat chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh, klapi kodesh, it's nothing. You have to assume the worst. What's the worst? Tumah. Which tumah? Rishi lo tumah. Eat a rishi, become a sheni. And that's why the kodesh, not the truma, it's the kodesh. What about truma? That's ula. But as it relates to kodesh, it's pasha. You're going to become a sheni lo tumah. Rabbi Yochanan, Rab Zeir, Rab Asi, Rab Yochanan, Rab Yanai is saying the same thing with regards to someone that eats a shlishi shal chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. Nasa gufa is sheni lo kodesh? Here, it's not big day oichle truma. It's big day oichle kodesh. It's chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. So how is it possible that if I eat the shlishi, I'm going to become a sheni l'kodesh? It has no havana. But the pshat kimavur b'achreinim is, it's because obviously Reb Zeir and Reb Asim, Reb Yechon, Reb Yanai was mechalik between real kodesh and between chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. Meaning, in as much as chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh is a shmira al yoina, it's a shmira meula, it's a shmira on the kodesh level, but it's not the real thing. It's still not like kodesh. So you're right. Ha'oichel shlishi shal chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh is not going to be nasa gufei sheni l'chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. But with regards to the real kodesh, that it will be. Because just like big day oichle truma is a medris l'kodesh, big day oichle chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh is a medris l'kodesh. It's the same svara. Because at the end of the day, there's still a chilek between chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh and kodesh as well. But one thing is clear. Yosef, Rabbi Yisrael, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Kamedi, Rab Nachmi, Yosef, Kama, Oichel shlishi shal chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh, tar lach l'kodesh, why? If he held like Rab Zeir, Rab Asim, Rab Yechon, Rab Yanai, then he would never say this. You know why? Because you would not be able to eat Kodesh. The reason you wouldn't be able to eat Kodesh is not because you're a Revi. Taka not a Revi. He could hold all day, every day. That and he could say that this is not Basa Karbin, V'chalos Teichinish, V'chalim, Menachshe Kitchen, V'chli, right? That's fine, but you're a Sheni. Why am I a Sheni? Because Klappy, this Kodesh Anus might be 100% Tameh. And on the, it's not that it's 100% Tameh, now I became a Sheni. So of course I can't eat Kodesh. A Sheni can't eat Kodesh. The Teretz is, you see from here that he held, not like Rab Zeir, Rab Asi, Rab Yechanan. So again, through Rab Yitzchak's Memra, through going through it, abyssal, so we also had an opportunity to chazer a lot of what we did in the last 2 days. So nachmal. Yosef, Rab Yisrael, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Kamed, Rab Nachmi, Yosef, Kamed. What was his halacha? If somebody eats a shlishi, shal chulin, shenasu, al tairus hakodesh, tohar lecha l'kodesh. No worries, you can eat kachem. Because if anything, you're a Revi, and you only can become a Revi through the real Kachem. You can't become a Revi through Chulin Shenasu Al Tairus HaKodesh. You see four things over here, four observations that need to be made. Number one, there's something called the Shlishi of Chulin Shenasu Al Tairus HaKodesh, which was Machlik Yishnuyat, the Iker part of yesterday's daf. Additionally, you see from here that the only way you can ever Revi by Kodesh is if it comes through Kodesh Makodesh. What about Truma? I don't know. It sounds like not even through Truma. The next thing you see is that when a person eats Tuma, there's a Nechais Darga, even Klapi, his status with regards to future Dine Achila in the world of Rabbi Yeshua. Well, obviously, no. Ula said not that way. Ula said it's only with regards to Maga. It's not with regards to my Yisuri Achila. And finally, if you see from here that he holds, not like Rab Zeiram, Rab Asim, Rab Yechon, Rab Yanai, that there's a chilek between Chulin Shenasu Al Tairus HaKodesh and Kodesh itself to the point that we would say big day oichle chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh is a medris la oichle kodesh mamish. Regardless, this is the statement that Rabbi Yisrael Shmuel bar Maritika made, Rabbi Nachman made, and the Gemara now is going to do what it did after Ula's statement. The Gemara is going to fire away. Masiv Rami bar Chama. So Rami bar Chama took the first crack at it, and he asked the kasha. He said, "Achav Abraisa Shlishi." Sheni Lekoidish. I'm sorry, this is not a price. This is Rabbi Yeshua's statement in the Mishnah, in Tyrus, Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? If somebody eats a Shlishi, he's a Sheni Lekoidish. They ain't Sheni Lechuma. Bechulin Shanasu al Tyrus Truma. Right? What was Rabbi Yeshua's halacha? Rabbi Yeshua's halacha was that if somebody would eat a Shlishi of Chulin Shanasu al Tyrus Hachruma, he would become a Sheni Lekoidish. Amai. Why do you become a Sheni? Halav Koidish Mekodishu. It's not Koidish Mekodish. And if it's not Kodesh Mekodesh, so how in the world is it possible that you're becoming Tameh? In other words, if you take Rabbi Yisrael bar Shmuel, this kash doesn't bother us because we've gone through this so many times already. But Rabbi Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Marta's statement is, if somebody eats Shlishi Shachun Shanasu Al Tairus HaKodesh, Yitar Lechel B'Kodesh, then how does that stem with what Rabbi Yeshua Mefurish said, that if somebody eats Chulin Shanasu Al Tairus HaTruma, you become a Sheni Le'in Kodesh? So I understand. At the very least, become a Sheni, right? Why is it Tar Lecha B'Kodesh? You Tar Lecha B'Kodesh because there's no Revi? Okay, then at least become a Sheni. At least become a Sheni. Rabbi Yeshua himself said that if you eat even Chulin Shanasu Al Tairus HaTruma, you become a Sheni Le'Kodesh. If you're a Sheni Le'Kodesh, you can't eat Kodesh, right? So how is it possible that if I eat the Shlishi Shanasu Al Tairus HaKodesh, it's going to be any different. If I eat a shlishi of chun shenasu atayris HaKodesh, gesunte hei, eat the kachem. If I eat a shlishi of chun shenasu atayris HaTruma, no gesunte hei, I'm a sheni l'kodesh. So how could it be that I can't eat kodesh if I eat chun shenasu atayris HaTruma? I'm even a sheni. And when it comes to chun shenasu atayris HaKodesh, which you would think is more chamor, there the halach is, I am allowed to eat kodesh, but we know the answer. I'm a lazy dod, manach l'truma, shetayros atumi, it's like, Ektish. It's a whole different svara. Over there, you're chulin shenasu al tairus hatruma, which means you never had a shmirah for kodesh. The klapi kodesh, I have to assume the worst. I have to assume that it's mamish or even a rishul tuma. That's why you're a sheni l'kodesh. But over here, it's chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. You had shmirah for kodesh. If you had shmirah kodesh, it's not something you have to worry about. Now, maybe you only had shmirah for chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. You didn't have shmirah for the real kodesh. That's a good ha'ara. It's Rab Zeira, Rab Asi, Rab Yoichan, Rab Yani that we left on the table at the end of yesterday's daf. But he's less lo yisvira. It's one of the four chedushim. He doesn't have to agree with that amira. So the bottom line is, says the Gemara, no. I know it comes out ironic and counterintuitive, but at the end of the day, it's not a kasha. Says the Gemara, not tamer. What is the makar? Rabbi Yitzchak talking. What is the makar? That there's a chilek between chulin shenasu al tairus hatruma versus chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh, and that ironically and counterintuitively, chulin shenasu al tairus hatruma is going to be more chamer. And the reason is because a shmir for truma is nishkain shmir for kodesh. Now I know that the Tanah and the Mishnah, again, this shouldn't come as news to anybody. Bigdei Amma Oretz, Medris Leprushin. Bigdei Amma Oretz is considered a Medris Leprushin. Bigdei Prushin, Medris Leichle Truma. Bigdei Oichle Truma, Medris Lekoidesh. That's Mefurish. Rabbi Yitzchak said it's based on that Mishnah. And being that it's based on that Mishnah, that's the Pshat. Oh, my Rav. So Rav heard Rabbi Yitzchak said. And he said, I'm not so sure it's a good Sushta. Okay, well, we've been taking for granted for 2 days now. I'm not sure it's a Sushta. Because Medrasa is Kaamret. Medris is a very unique term, right? Let's explain this a little bit better. What's a medris? So a medris is if someone has a tumma that's yoytza migufay or migufa, and then the tummy sits or lies on something, that thing becomes tummy tumma's medris. Tumma's medris is an avatumma. It's a very unique type of tumma. But the point is, medrosois were very unique in the world of tumma v'tayra, and the reason is because it was very shchiach. Every person sits down, or lies down, or stands on side, right? You can do something. So the idea of a medrash was very shchiach, and that's why you find certain chumras in the world of tumas medrash that you don't find in other worlds. So Rava said, the only makar you have, that if I watch something for truma, say, hisnish go watch, klapi kodesh is in the world of medrash, right? It's this Mishnah, big day, oichle truma, medrash le kodesh. But Rava said, medrash is kamrit, I don't think you can tell it's suta food. That's what we're dealing with over here, right? Grishin, Shenis, Shlishis, and Ravis is by definition dealing with food. Medrash is kamrit, shani medrash is different. Shema teshev aleim ish. Rashi says, not Shema Teshev, Shema Yashva, right? In the future tense, it would be Teshev. But Shema Yashva, because that's so Mitzuya, Rashi says. And as a result, they were concerned. But maybe when it comes to Paris, you don't say that. Rabbi Yitzchak is going to tell you, Rabbi Yitzchak is going to tell you, no, this is something that you say as it relates to Peiris as well. This is something very, very much true as relates to Peiris. But the Gemara says, that true? Me, I'm reading about Peiris. Do you make this chiluk? You say, big day, oichle, truma, medris, lekoidesh, or Peiris, oichle, truma is going to be considered tamei. As it relates to Kodesh, Vatanan, we learned in a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Mesechtes Chagiga. Omar Hifrashti L'Soich Revi is Kodesh. So we're dealing with someone that was an Amma Aretz, and the Amma Aretz was not Neman in the world of Trumas and Maestras and Tumma and Taira, and he had a whole vat of Tairas. And he's not Neman to say that it's okay, even if there was a Truma inside. That's what was there. So he doesn't have an Amana. Stating that, if he says, Hifrashti L'Toich Revi is Kodesh, if he says that, you know, some of what I had over here, I decided to be Makdish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Halacha is Neman. And the reason is, because in as much as we don't trust Dama Aretz, when it comes to Kodesh, we trusted him. Now, that's interesting. We don't trust him for Tairas, Truma, Meiser. We don't trust him for Truma, but Kodesh? Kodesh Mekudesh? That we're going to trust him for? The answer is yes. Because we're afraid that if we're going to distance himself from the Beis HaMikdash, in the words of the Gemara, is going to be Boina Bama Latzmai, and who knows what kind of Charben can come out. See the end of Menachis, right, with Chanya, and bad things can come. So it's for that reason we actually trust him when it comes to Kodesh. So here's the Mishnah. If you have an Am Aretz, he had Truma, let's say, and it was all Tyrus. He says it's Tyrus. We don't believe him. If he says afterwards, if Rashi L'Teich Revi is Kodesh, the halacha is, he's Neman. Now we trust him. Meaning we're going to trust him about everything inside of it, that it's okay. What's the kasha? Right, we don't say that being that I didn't trust him for the Truma, maybe I shouldn't trust him for the Kodesh. We say, no, it works. Now, what's the kash of I mean, if you're going to tell me, Tarosso Tumihi Eitzel HaKodesh, Titame Truma LaKodesh. Frank, I have a different problem. You know what my problem is? My problem is just think of the case. The case is where I had Truma. Now, I have a little bit of Kodesh inside the Truma. When it was Truma, even if you assume that Tama Aretz was watching it, let's assume he's a tzaddik yisoy doylem. But afilu hachi, it was not considered shmir with regards to Kodesh. So now that it's Kodesh, we should assume that there's a problem with it over here, because being that it wasn't watched prior, so even though it was watched, maybe, but it's not considered being watched, so it should be an issue as well. So if you're going to tell me that even when it comes to Peiris, we invoke this svara of Peire Oichle Truma is considered Tumah L'Inyan Kodesh, so I don't understand why you're allowed to eat this here. So the Gemara says, Amar Leis Rav Yitzchak told him, Tumah B'Chiburim Ka'amri, you're talking about Tumah B'Chiburim Shani, that's a very unique area in Halach, the Migu, the Mehemen HaKodesh, Mehemen HaMiyat Truma. It works with a Migu. The bottom line is, that's a more Kuludiga type of Tumah, and it's for that reason that in and of itself is not going to be a Tzushta. Now, there's one very important Tosfos that's worth giving a shout out to. We're not going to go through the Tosfos, but it's definitely something that's worth mentioning. Again, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Marta said that if somebody eats a shlishi of chun shenasu al tayrus hakodesh, you're allowed to eat kodesh. The Gemara's kasha was, as a shtim with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said if you eat a shlishi of chun shenasu al tayrus hatruma, you can't eat kodesh. So how could it be that if you eat a chun shenasu al tayrus hakodesh, then you could eat kodesh, right? Very straight. It's like a very simple kasha. Again, it's not simple because we know all the cheshbonos already a little bit. But the bottom line is, the kasha at its surface is a very, very straightforward kasha. How could you tell me chun shenasu al tayrus hakodesh shlishi, if I eat it, I can eat kodesh? If you're telling me that chun shenasu al tayrus hatruma shlishi, if I eat it, I can't eat kodesh, right? That's the kasha. What's the teretz? The teretz is that you're shtelling to truma. Truma is very different because of this idea of hanach l'truma shetarosa tumi eitzel hektish. Minot teimra? That's a mishnah chagiga. It's a mishnah chagiga. One second. That mishnah in chagiga is talking about medras. Maybe shani medrasos. Rabbi Yitzchak holds it's true even by Paris. Has a shtim with another mishnah in chagiga. The gemara makes it work. Tumah b'chiburim shani. Over there, it's going to be a little bit of fake toisvis. What's going on? Why is Rabbi Yitzchak being forced to defend this position that the svara of big day ama aretz medras l'purushin and big day purushin medras l'ichli truma and big day l'ichli truma medras l'kodesh is not only true for medras, even though that's much more mitzuya, but it's true for eichon as well. Rabbi Yeshua said it. How else are you going to learn Rabbi Yeshua? Forget about Rabbi Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Let's say Rabbi Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Marta is incorrect. We have four reasons why it could be incorrect. Let's pick anyone. It's incorrect. No, no, there's not even such a thing as Chulin Shana Satay, it's like Kodesh, whatever as far as all the time. At the end of the day, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua said Mefurish, Shlishi Sheini L'Kodesh Vein Sheini L'Truma, B'Chulin Shana Satay, it's like Truma. And the Gemara made a huge deal on the bottom of Lamed Dal, Lamed Alf. According to Rabbi Yoichar, Rabbi Yeshua said it Bak Tzena to Rabbi Eliezer. Of course it's based on that Allah. Also, Rabbi Yitzchak is forced to defend it. All Rabbi Yitzchak did was repeated something we knew. When we read the Gemara in real time, it was hard to read the Gemara's Kasha because the Teretz was so poshut. Why is the Teretz so poshut? Because I'm the whole daf yesterday. So why is Rabbi Yitzchak forced, mitamol, to defend this position? The whole Gemara rises. Right? Just read the Lashon Gemara, top of Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Two lines. Rabbi Yitzchak, beperinami amar. Rabbi Yitzchak, beperinami amar. Rabbi Yeshua said it beforeish. Why is Rabbi Yitzchak forced to defend this? This is Tais Kasha, and this will go in a whole other direction. That's beyond the scope of what we need to do. What we do need to do is finish the daf. So says the Gemara, Masin Rafun Bar Nosin. Rafun Bar Nosin asked another Kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Marta. And his Kasha was, Hasheini Shebechulin. And this is from a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is a Masechtas Tyrus. It's Perek Beis. We're skipping a few Mishnayos now. This is already Mishnah Vav. So we did Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and now we're doing Mishnah Vav. Hasheini Shebechulin. If you have Chulin, that's Hasheini Latoma, Metame Mashke Chulin. It makes Mashkin of Chulin Metame. Right, what's the unique nuance of the definition of the word metama? Now it doesn't make it tame. It makes it tame in a way where it will be able to be metama weiter. What's pshat? It's because mashkin becomes a rishon, which means it can make a sheni. So it's going to make chulin tame, even in a way where it could be metama. How's that possible? Right? Usually a sheni sheba chulin is not tame. It's not metama. It could only be poisel truma, right? But when it comes to mashkin, you have this chiddush that it actually could be metama the mashkin. It could be poisel oichle truma, meaning it makes truma into a shlishi, but it's only poisel because truma can't make revi into truma. The shlishi metama mashke kodesh, as it relates to a shlishi of chulin, it can be metama mashke kodesh, right? That makes sense because a shlishi would make kodesh not only poisel, not only tame, but it would actually be metamit, right? Let's get this clear. So you have a shlishi that's going to be metama, using that word very specifically, metama kodesh. Now, usually a shlishi shouldn't be able to be metama kodesh. The best a shlishi should be able to do is be poisel kodesh. It should make the kodesh into a revi, but it will never be able to go further. How's that possible? By mashkin. Because together, mashkin is, it always becomes a rishon. Now, usually when you think of mashkin, so you're thinking in the world of chulin, that's what most cases are. So a sheni, which usually can't be metama, chulin, could be metama mashkin chulin, it can even make it into a rishon. Shlishi can't be metama mashkin chulin, because a shlishi can't be metama any mashkin, but it could be metama mashkin of kodesh, but when it makes it into Tameh, it makes it into a Rishon L'Tumah, because that's always the din of Mashkin. Mashkin is always a Tchil L'Tumah. It always starts from the beginning. So therefore, it has the ability to be Metama Mashka, U'Poysnol Oichle Kodesh. Additionally, it's Poysnol Oichle Kodesh, right? Because if it's not Mashkin, so you don't make it into a Rishon, you can't be Metama. You can only make a Tumah where, you know, the buck is going to stop there. It won't be able to go any further. And this is true when? This is true Bechulin Shenasu Al Tayrus HaKodesh. This is true, this Shlishi that's being Metama Mashke Kodesh and it's being Poisol Oichle Kodesh is true Bechulin Shenasu Al Tayrus HaKodesh. What's the Masiv? What's the Kasha? Very straightforward. I thought the only time you could have a revi is if it's kodesh mekodesh. Right, so this kash is from the easier part of what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta said. He said, in the revi ella something that came through kodesh mekodesh bovad. Here you have a mefurish case that even chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh could be a revi. Where do you see it? Hashlishi poisel oichel kodesh, and it's talking about chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh. You see clearly poisel means it can make it into revi. You see you have the ability to make a revi. So the Gemara says Tanoi. It's true. It's mefurish, not like Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. That's a problem, but at the same time, it's really machlekes tanon. What's this machlekes tanon? The Tanya, we learned that a brayse chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh. If somebody has chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh, harei hen kechulin. The halach is it's like chulin. It's mamish chulin, meaning there's no such thing as chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh. At least that's what it sounds like. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, which by the way, we Our whole shmooze that we had was all in the world of Rabbi Yeshua. This is a Mefurish Abraisa, but it's not Rabbi Yeshua. So the Tanakam of this price holds there's no such thing as Chulin Shanas Altaris HaKadosh. That doesn't help us. What we need is Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik HaImer, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik said, Harein Ketruma. There is something called Chulin Shanas Altaris HaKadosh, and the way you view it is you view it like Truma. What does that mean? Letame Shnayim Velifsalech. It's Metame 2 and it's Pasels 1. What does this mean? So there's a Kaloy Merashi here. If you look at Rashi, Harein Ketruma, Kidem Mefarish, Letame Shnayim Velifsalech. Kaloy Merashi. The Rishon and the Shemi are going to be Tame. The Hashlishi Pasul, the Einay Tame Lasis Revi Afilu BaKodesh. That the way you view it is that the Rishon of it, that's what it means, and the Sheni of it are going to be Tame, because the Rishon can make the Sheni and the Sheni can make the Shlishi, but the as it relates to the Shlishi, it's Pasul, meaning it stops there. Pasul means it doesn't go weiter. The Einay Tame Lasis Revi, Afilu BaKodesh, it can't make Revi, Afilu Revi BaKodesh. So that cryptic statement in the Braisa that Rabbi Lazar Tzadik said, that Harein Ketrum Letame Shnai Veliv Salach, I didn't know it's cryptic because Rashi said Kaloimar. So you know it's a cryptic statement. That's what it's saying. It's saying that there's no such thing as Revi Bechulun Shanasu Altaris HaKodesh. Tanakam, no such thing Bechlal as Chulun Shanasu Altaris HaKodesh. Rabbi Lazar Tzadik said there is, but Letame Shnai Veliv Salach, which means it doesn't go up to Revi. Why doesn't it go up to Revi? If there's something called Chulin Shanas Altaris HaKodesh, there's something called Chulin Shanas Altaris HaKodesh, but Marav Shach. Either there's something called Chulin Shanas Altaris HaKodesh, or there isn't. Let's ask the Marav Shach better. If there is, then it should go to Revi. And if there isn't, it should even go to Shlishi. So why is it Letam Mishnayim Upoisalach? Shouldn't be Poisalachot. You should even go to Shlishi. The Teretz is, there is such a Metzias. I don't hold like you, Tanakama. But I hold it doesn't make a Revi. Why wouldn't it make a Revi? She'ein l'chodov, she'ois Revi, ela kodesh mekodesh v'va. So which Tana is Reb Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, he's the second of these two Tanoim. No, as we said, it's really a Tanoi, whether or not this halach is true that Chulin Shanas Altaris HaKodesh can make Revi or not, or it has to be Dafka Kodesh Mekodesh. Who's the Machlokes Tanoim? The first Tana is the first Braisa, Masiv Rav Huna Bar Nosin, where it's Mavura Hashlishi is Poisel Oichle Kodesh Bechulin Shanas Altaris HaKodesh. That's Deloi. You see that even Chulin Shanas Altaris HaKodesh, even though it's not Kodesh Mekodesh, has the ability, as opposed to the other Tana that is like Rabbi Zvi Shmuel Bar Marta, that's Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik, who said that Chulin Shanas Altaris HaKodesh Harein Ketruma Letame Shnai V'Liv Salechot. Letame Shnai means Rishon Sheni is Metama. Liv Salechot means when you get to the Shlishi, at that point you're only Pasul, you can't have a Revi, and the reason is because Ein Lecha Dava Eitz Revi Ela Kodesh Mekodesh Bavad. Either way, this concludes the second part of the daf, Rabbi Zvi Shmuel's Memra, which was Ha'oichel Shlishi Shal Chulin Shanas Altaris HaKodesh Tahar Lechel B'Kodesh, and it was based on this huge statement She'ein Lecha Davar She'oisi Revi B'Kodesh Elo Kodesh Mekodesh B'Vat. So again, today's daf was a tale of two sugyas, which, as I think we saw by the end of the daf, very much relate to each other. In fact, the two sugyas very much are at odds with each other. The first sugya, the first half of the daf, was Ula's memra. Ha'oichel shlishi shal chulin shenasu al tairis truma nifsol gufay milachol betruma. He's saying it in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that when a person eats tuma, his madrega satuma that was instituted by the Yudches Dvarim becomes one madrega less than the tuma that he ate. Stating that it's only true with regards to maga. It's true with regards to if he touches something, what that next thing will be in terms of level of tumah. But as it relates to him being able to eat, we treat him as if he's the tumah that he ate. Even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that when it comes to eating, you are what you eat. And that's why if you eat a shlishi of chulin shanasu altairis atruma, the halach is you yourself are going to become a shlishi. What if you eat a shlishi of real truma? That was Rabbi Yonasan of my Rebbe, who said the same exact halacha. But the point is, what Ula is saying was that if I eat a shlishi of chulin shanasu altairis atruma, or with Rabbi Yonasan of my Rebbe's hoysafa, if I eat a shlishi of the real truma, the halacha is I myself am going to be a shlishi, even in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, even though really at first glance you would think it defies the logic of what Rabbi Yeshua said. The second part of the daf was Rabbi Yisrael Shmuel Bar Marta, who said such a similar halacha. He was talking about someone that's eating a shlishi of chulin that was nasu al tairis hakodesh, but not Tyrus HaTrumah, Nasu al Tyrus HaKodesh, and what he said was, Tahir Lecha B'Kodesh, that if you want to eat Kodesh, you're going to be allowed to eat Kodesh. Clearly, he doesn't hold Akula. There's a lot of things he doesn't hold of, but for sure he doesn't hold of Ula, because if he held of Ula, then when you ate this Shlishi, at the very least, you would become a Shlishi. And the whole Svar of Yisrael Shmuel Mamarta was that, Ein L'chadava Oysa Revi El HaKodesh M'Kodesh B'Vad. You don't have to become a Revi, you become a Shlishi. The Teretz is, because in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, when Rabbi Yeshua said that if I eat Tumah, I become one Madrega less, that's true not only with regards to me touching and me conveying, moving forward, Derech Maga. It's even with regards to my Isser and my Dinei Achil, which Rashi said might be Yisur Deiraisa. But the bottom line is, it's even with regards to that Sugya. It's even in that world that you're going to have this Halacha. And really, if you think about it, at the core of this whole daf, that's what we have over here. Again, it's such a noisy daf in terms of the amount of things that we went through. But you want to really break the daf down to its finest part. Really, what's the machlekes over here in today's daf? You had Ula's memra in part one, and Rabbi Yisrael Shmuel bar Marta's memra in part two, and they're having a yusoidus thing of machlekes. When Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus, Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, that the Meichel is more chomer than the Eichel, and therefore, if somebody's going to go ahead and somebody's going to eat Tumah, your Madregas HaTumah is going to be one less. If I eat a Rish and a Sheni, besides for the exceptions, which are a lot, but besides for the exceptions, that's only true with regards to my Madregas HaTumah L'Inyan Maga moving forward. But as it relates to me now being allowed to eat or not eat, depending on what I ate and what I want to eat, that Rabbi Yeshua never spoke about. Could be. That was the Shita of Ula. Rizvah Shmuel Amarta said no. That the same Rabbi Yeshua, that it is an Achoyz Darga, as it relates to being Matama moving forward, Derech Maga, is going to be true as it relates to what I will or will not be able to. So really, that's the common denominator between the first and the second part of the daf. That's where these two memories meet. One was Chulun Shana Asal Tayr Sachuma. The other was Chulun Shana Asal Tayr Sakoidish. So many Hanochis, so many Kashes. But at the end of the day, that's really the Shaila. It's a Machlekes Amayron, how to understand what Rabbi Yeshua Yeshua meant when he said that the Meichel is more chomer than the Eichel, and that when I eat Tumah, I am going to have an Achoyz Darga. Either way, this concludes the third daf here in the Lamids that talk about Tumah V'Tayra. Tomorrow's daf is really the fourth daf. However, it's much calmer. Tomorrow's daf, we can breathe. Tomorrow's daf, we can exhale. Tomorrow's daf, again, it's Tumah V'Tayra. It's going to actually go back to the Mishnah, talk about Shitas Rav Shimon. It's more of a Machshirim Diga Halacha. Be'ezer Hashem, we put the raid with a question mark in parentheses. The idea was, we'll see how the daf goes. I think it would be socially awkward if we went back to the Beis Halevi of Sunday now. So Be'ezer Hashem, we'll save that for another day.